Greetings, my dear truth seekers. In recent days, unexpected things have happened. Surprisingly, it is safe to say that now the attention of war correspondents and the world media has switched from the battlefield for Donbass to the southern flank. According to the head of the administration of the Zaporizhia region, Vladimir Rogov, the front is very mobile, especially in two directions, the cities of Orkhov and Guliapol, which are still under the control of Ukrainian troops. Military correspondents spoke about the first successes of the Russian troops in this area. After taking control of the strategically important settlement of Lobkovoy, in the course of a fleeting battle, Russian troops with a pounce also captured the neighboring settlement of Maly-Sherbaki, knocking the armed forces of Ukraine out of it. Then, the armed forces of Ukraine were surrounded in the neighboring village of Sherbaki. Also, Russian troops advanced in the suburbs of the city of Orkhov. In particular, we are talking about the settlements of Novoandreevka, Novodanilovka, and Malaya Takhmachka. Military experts consider this a great success of the Russian army, since the defense here was held not by some inexperienced soldiers from the territorial defense forces, but by professional Ukrainian warriors from the 128th Separate Mountain Assault Brigade, the 9th Regiment called Jeopard, and Special Forces Group of the Operational Command, under the name South. In the meantime, a well-known U.S. Institute for the Study of War questioned Vladimir Rogov's statement, simply because the Department of Information and Media of the Russian Defense Ministry did not announce major territorial conquests. According to the Institute for the Study of War, on January 21, Ukrainian official sources reported that Russian troops only shelled all six settlements, which Vladimir Rogov described as being taken under control by Russian forces on January 20. In fact, this is not entirely true, and American experts of the Institute for the Study of War were wrong. Yesterday, on January 22, the Russian Ministry of Defense officially announced that in the course of offensive operations, units of the Eastern Military District of the Russian Army had seized more advantageous lines and positions in the Zaporizhia direction. The Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation also stated that up to 85 Ukrainian servicemen, an infantry fighting vehicle, two armored combat vehicles, one pickup truck, and two D-20 howitzers, were destroyed in this direction, in the area of settlement Stepnogorsk, Zaporizhia region. Thus, the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation did not confirm the shelling of the armed forces of Ukraine in the settlements, which American experts still consider to be under the control of the Ukrainian army, only based on the statements of the Ukrainian General Staff. The fact is that American experts traditionally continue to rely only on the reports of the Ukrainian General Staff, which, along with officials from the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, has recently found itself at the center of a grandiose corruption scandal. As a result, a senior Ukrainian government official, Vasil Lozinki, was dismissed amid fraud allegations. And on January 22, Ukraine's defense ministry denied reports it had grossly inflated food prices for a recent contract, which became one of the biggest corruption scandals to engulf the armed forces since the war broke out. This corruption scandal had a very negative impact on the mood of the population. Mobilization in Ukraine has taken the ugliest forms against the backdrop of actual civil disobedience. It is also worth noting the British Ministry of Defense, which also refused to comment on the offensive of the Russian army in the Zaporizhia direction, stating only that in the south, in the Zaporizhia region, both sides concentrated significant forces that conducted artillery duels and skirmishes, but avoided large-scale offensive operations. Meanwhile, war correspondents report that it is now very hot on the outskirts of the city of Orkhov, which is much smaller in area than the city of Soldar. This town is located on the left bank of the Kanka River. According to war correspondents, a real battle for the city of Orkhov actually began, along which an important railway and highways to the city of Zaporizhia pass. If the Russian army manages to take control of the city of Orkhov, then the supply of a large grouping of the armed forces of Ukraine will significantly worsen not only in the city of Zaporizhia, but also in the city of Guliapol. Under these conditions, the Ukrainian army will have to completely forget about offensive operations on Melitopol and Berdyansk. According to information from other reliable sources, the threat of a breakthrough in the Orkhov area has already forced the Ukrainian command to transfer part of the units from north to south. My friends, it is extremely difficult to predict how events will develop further. Considering how the West continues to provide military assistance to the Ukrainian army, going for a frank escalation of the conflict, events may begin to develop along a completely unpredictable path.